My name is Bill Holt. I'm a program manager on the Windows team. In this video, I'll be giving you an overview of the Windows Assessment Console available in the Assessment and Deployment Toolkit. This is the primary interface used to run and review the results from Windows assessments. Some terminology. First, you need to know about assessments. These are scripts and binaries used to stress and measure a computer with a specific process in mind. The Assessment Console is the tool used to run these assessments and display their results. I'll be showing that in the demo later on. Results are the metrics these assessments return after running, used to diagnose and compare systems. Issues, summarized by the Windows Assessment Console, are used to help improve a system. As an overview here, I've got two screenshots. The primary page that you'll be dealing with is the Home tab, where you can select the jobs that you'd like to run and review the assessments that are used inside of each of those jobs. The results screen shown on the right shows a table, a chart, and a list of issues found after the assessment's been run. We'll drill into the details during the demo. At the core of this process is the assessment. This is a reproducible test run on a system used to compare it to other systems. Assessments are scripts and binaries used to stress and measure the computer focused on a specific process. In a demo, what I'll do is show you where to start the Assessment Console. I'll introduce you and describe in detail what's going on in the Home tab. We'll run a job, and once that job's complete, we'll review the results that come up from that assessment run. Finally, if you're interested in more detailed information about the assessment that you've just run, we'll open a link to the Windows Performance Analyzer from directly inside the assessment results. From the Start menu, we'll choose the Windows Kits. Inside the Windows Kits, we'll have the Assessment and Deployment Kit folder. Inside that, you'll find the Windows Assessment Console. The Windows Assessment Console lists the assessment jobs on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side shows the details of each of these jobs as they're selected. For this demo, we'll simply choose the Windows Experience, which runs the File Handling Assessment, the Photo Handling Assessment, and an Internet Explorer Startup Performance Assessment. This assessment takes approximately 10 minutes to run. I'll click the Run button, start this assessment, and I'm going to pause the video while this job runs. Almost 10 minutes to the second, we're back, and the assessment is completed and open to the results overview page, where you can see the top level metrics for these three assessments: file handling, photo handling, and Internet Explorer startup performance. On the right hand side again, we show issues, in this case shown in black, warnings about the system setup during this run that may affect the results that we're viewing. Back to the assessments, each of these provides a link to details about that particular assessment, where we can drill down and find a little bit more information about each of these. So watch for the blue links in the table view. By clicking the job, the computer at the top, we'll get a list in the detail pane of specific information about this particular job, and this includes a link to the Windows Performance Analysis Trace that was run when these assessments were run. So now we're looking at the Windows Performance Analysis view, where we can drill in on specific details about this assessment. Another video will cover this in detail. In summary, the Windows Assessment Console is available from the Windows Assessment and Deployment Toolkit. There will be a series of videos that show specific assessments and the parameters that they will expose. The Windows Assessment Console is an interface to the Windows assessments provided in the Windows Assessment and Deployment Toolkit. Thank you.